Okay, so last Sunday, but that week before, I had to go to urgent care because I had been so sick. And I mean, I told Kathy, I said, I think I'm dying. But so I was so excited last Sunday about coming to church because I hadn't been here. So I had my music going, the Christian station, and I was singing and just going, and then in a blink of an eye, everything changed. I had my wreck.
So did you think he pushed you off the road?
Yeah, he did. I mean, it
says...
Why did
he say that it's your fault? How could he do that?
Guilty dog barks first, I think. He just, I mean, and he got to drive his car away. Mine's going to be totaled. But the whole thing, when I was going through it, because it twisted me around and the bumping and the hitting, I was going, dear Jesus, help me. You know, and it stopped. And then the motor was making all these noises. So I turned off the motor, put it in park. I opened the door, because you go into shock, kind of. You don't know what's going on. And here comes this man screaming at me. And just, da-da-da-da-da, yeah, this is my only car I have for work. Now look what you did. I'm going, I don't remember doing anything to you, but he kept screaming and hollering. So I called 911. I said, you have got to get here, please. I am 70. I've never had a wreck in my life. I don't know what to do. My shoulder hurts. I need help. But I mean, police were there really fast. Of course, he was over there. She merged in with me and blah, 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 blah. Well, the sign right there says lane ends, merge right. I was in the right-hand lane. So he pushed me off the side of the road, spun me around. The car, the pickup did go up on its side. And I thought, oh gosh, how they're going to drag me out of the top, pull my big body up out of the top. And about that time, the pickup went back down. And I went, thank you, Lord. And I just kept going, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being here, trying to calm myself down. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And, you know, the 911 operator was going, don't talk to him. Don't look at him. Don't, you know. And I went, I'm not. So, long story. This girl comes up and she's crying instead of talking to the police officer that's taking all my stuff down. And I'm thinking, gosh, did I hit her or something? And she's crying. And then she walks off. I don't see her for a while. And then I'm talking to the police officer, and he goes, we're going to get a tow truck. I'm like, can the tow truck guy take me home, please? And he went, I don't know, man. I went, please, I just want to go home. That's the first time since I moved to that apartment that I wanted to be there, because that was my home. So God showed me, you're blessed. You have a nice home. I went, yes, I just want to go home. You know, and the police officer went, ma'am, it's okay. Let me try to talk to the tow truck guy. I went, okay. So, anyway, it took forever for the tow truck guy. Forever. And so, I said, did you talk to the tow truck? I drove that poor kid crazy. He probably never wants to see me again. And he said, yeah. He goes, I'm going to take you home. Where do you live? I said, I just moved down to Evergreen, the senior place. You know, he's going, oh, my gosh. So, he goes, well, I will take you home. I went, okay. That girl comes walking back, and I'm thinking, I asked the officer because he came in to check his computer. I went, he goes, do you know that person? I went, no, who is it? Come to find out, behind the wreck, the fire truck blocked off the service road. This Uber driver got mad and made his client leave the car, and he turned around on the service road going the wrong way and left her. And that's what her deal was. So while my deal was going on, somebody else was having a bad day. So anyway, I thought, okay, God, it's going to be okay. Prayed for the girl. You know, she was hysterical. The policeman was going to take her home. And the policeman said, yes, ma'am, I'll take you home. I said, do I need to get in the back? And he said, yes. I'm going, oh, gosh. I'm like, this is just crazy. Oh, it gets better, Jim. Right before I get in the car, he goes, ma'am, I have to pat you down. I'm going, oh my gosh, are you serious? I'm going, I hope nobody's on the freeway looking at me with my hands up, getting patted down, going in a police car. Oh my gosh, I was so embarrassed, but I have to laugh about it now. That's so funny. I thought, oh my, I went, sir, I don't have anything on me, I promise. I went, this is just, all fat, it's good, there's nothing anywhere. He just laughed. So I got in the police car, the most uncomfortable seat in the back. Oh, it was terrible. So finally got to go home, I was relieved. And then Hester's, which y'all know is out of Mesquite, big towing company, they had come and got my truck. So I talked to the claims adjuster and he said, yeah, you can go out there and go get your personal stuff out of the truck. I went, good, because all my cleaning supplies that I have from church, my two mops, I had some Spectrum stuff I had to return. And I mean, I just had a lot of personal items. You know, you kind of live in your car, don't you? So Josh took off work early, so him and Jerry come and pick me up. We go over to Hester's, we get there before they close, and they had already come and picked up my truck. Oh, so upset. I thought, Lord, this is just not going good at all. So the next day, I went to Wilmer, Texas, and got to get, I mean, they've got a fantastic business going on. They have automobiles coming in left and right. And you have to fill out this thing, and then they put these little jackets on you that they have at Walmart. Of course, mine wouldn't fit. I look like a Toby with a little bitty vest on. And then they go out there and lift up your automobile, and then they move it with these great big huge like bulldozer things that have this funny thing on the front of it. So I saw my truck and I was going, you know, that really looks bad. And I said, you know what, but you survived. God's got you, you survived. I went, yes. So I got to get all my stuff, all my supplies, all my stuff, Spectrum, all my stuff, sunglasses, glasses, everything I had in there. And I was going, you know, this is gonna get better. The guy said, go to Enterprise, get your rental car. My friend took me to Enterprise. We don't have any cars. I'm going, what? Oh my gosh. I said, what do you mean? He goes, we just don't have any returns. I went, can you do another Enterprise? Can I go to another? No, I've already contacted them. I don't have any cars. And I said, okay. So my friend took me home. So I asked him, I said, Frank, can someone pick me up tomorrow and get me a car? Sure, we'll pick you up. They come and pick me up at 9:30. By this time, everything on me is hurting. Like, my shoulder hurts really bad. I get there sitting in these terrible chairs. He still doesn't have a car. I'm going, can someone take me home until y'all have me a car? I said, I'm getting real frustrated. I know I'm 70, but, you know, I want my rental car or go home. He said, sure. So they put me in with this guy that had a Mustang that has the convertible top. He went, do you want the top down, ma'am? I went, oh my gosh. I went, no, honey, I don't care about that at all. Oh, okay then. So he took me home, was home an hour. Frank calls me back. Hey, we've got a car, they're gonna come get you. I went, this is the most craziest thing. So I go out there. Well, I went out there and there was a lady that drove up. And so I go out there, I went, are you the Evergreen? I mean, are you the Enterprise person? And she went, no, ma'am, I'm here to pick up my mom. I'm, oh, there you go, Debbie. So anyway, the same kid came back in the car. He went, yeah, we've got a car for you. I went, okay. And then finally, I get back there. He did everything he's supposed to. I get in the car. I have it for 10 days. I get in it. I don't know how to start it. My car's old. You have to put a key in it, you know? Well, this one, you have to put your foot on the brake, you have to have new cars, and push a button. I didn't know. I had the worst trouble trying to drive this car. And it's got the little camera where you back up. I can't. Anyway, it's been a fiasco. It's been funny, but it's been a fiasco. But God is so good. He is so very good. He knows everything that's going to happen. And he's got us by his hand. That's what's so wonderful. We don't have to worry about the future. We don't have to worry about, yes, we can have aspirations and dreams, but there's no worry into it because God's got us. God has us. Yes, he gives us a free will. And when we have that free will, sometimes we choose to do things not the right way. And sometimes we get disciplined. But more than anything, I just kept telling God while I was sitting in my truck, no matter what, I'm going to glorify your name, no matter what, no matter what, no matter what. And I just, you know, I wonder what happens, like in a blink of your eye, things can change in a moment. And that's why God wants us to focus on Him and not on everything else. And He's teaching me that, and He's pruning me very much lately. Pruning me, because I told you He got on to me about me going, you know, I don't want this place. This place is not me. I don't want this house. I want my old house. I'm crying over the old house. And I told y'all, He told me, He goes, you know what? When things are taken away, I give you something so much better. And that's what He does. He gives us better things. If we follow and focus on Him, yes, we're going to stumble. We're going to stumble. We're going to get frustrated. We're going to get ugly sometimes when we don't want to. We're going to have things in our lives that make us go crazy. But God guides me now. I can honestly say that I am trying to live a sin-free life. I'm trying to do everything I can. And the Holy Spirit's with me. I mean, I just feel so much closer to God. I guess that was a little testimony. Sorry, Pastor. But the importance of this church body, I missed y'all so much that Sunday. I was so excited to come see y'all, and then I couldn't, and I was just going, oh my gosh. Of course, the devil was right there. Poor thing. Nothing goes right, does it? You know, blah, 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 yak, yak, yak. And I just bled the blood of Jesus over me and my thoughts and my brain. And I mean, I just, every day, war. We're at war. But you know what? God gives us peace. So if you're struggling today, if things happen to you today, if things have happened to you, leave the past in the past. Live for today, because we don't have the assurance for tomorrow. And know that God has us. He has each and every one of y'all. And y'all mean the world to me. I love y'all so much. I would die for any of y'all. I would. I love y'all so much. And just like that, Jesus died for us. And we're going to talk next week, if it's my week, I don't even know, about the Advent, of what Advent is. It's about the coming of Jesus. And I hope that Pastor will sing Mary, Do You Know for us soon. He sings so good, and that would just really make me so happy. But if he doesn't want to, we still want him to.
It would be nice if he did it during our Christmas party.
It would. Just be all sorts of cozy.
So okay, well, now since practically everybody in the church has asked me to do it, I guess I have to do it.
Well, you don't have to, but you know.
But it would be nice.
It would be nice. I mean, if you have a talent, you need to use it every once in a while, you know? Every once in a while. Yvette and Josue Sr. and Isabella and Elie came over to my apartment the other night. They brought McDonald's, which I don't like, but it was, you know, we got to visit. And Isabella, she's laying on my floor and she's got her iPad on something. She went, Grandma, this is just like deja vu. And I went, what? You know what deja vu is? I'm like, oh my gosh, these kids today. It was just a blessing, though. It's just such a blessing. Everything is a blessing. I don't want to take you for granted. I don't want to take this church body for granted. I don't want to take my pastor for granted. I certainly don't take my go buddy up here, Kathy, for granted. I don't take any of y'all for granted. I love you with all my heart. And this church is on the train tracks, okay? We're going somewhere, and God's engineer, so we just need to give it to Him and let Him drive the train, okay? Dear Heavenly Father, I love you so much, and I know I talk all the time. You must get tired of that, but you made me this way. But Father, I do love everyone here. I ask that you would just bless this church body. Give us your peace today. Give us your mercy. Father, we love you, and although we do go through terrible things in life, we know, Father, that you get the glory for it. I just thank you that you have opened my eyes and pruning me, and I may be a preacher. I don't know. I just feel so close to you, God. I'm not trying to be silly, but I love you. Please bless the music. Bless Don for always having the right songs to be sung. Bless the pastor's message. We love you so much, God. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.